The city of Chesapeake, Virginia is reeling on this Thanksgiving Day from the mass shooting earlier this week at a Walmart. The city released the names of 5 of the 6 people killed. Authorities, though, are withholding the name and photo of the 6th victim, a minor. Police identified the shooter as a 31-year-old Walmart employee. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This was the 3rd mass shooting in Virginia in just 2 weeks. Reporter William Wan has been tracking developments for the Washington Post. William, what more can you tell us about the victims?
We've been learning a lot about them. It's quite sad, we talked to the mother of Lorenzo Gamble. You know, he's 43 years old, has a long time been a janitor at this Walmart. He was getting ready to make cake and banana pudding for his family. His mom said he had 2 sons. They were going to have 16 family members total at their Thanksgiving dinner. And she was telling him, you got to cook more. It's going to be a lot of people. And she talked about, going into his house yesterday after everything happened, making his bed, straightening his things, and seeing the ingredients for that banana pudding cake on his kitchen and knowing he'd never be there to make it again. There was also Kelly Pyle. She was a young grandmother at age 52. She had 2 grown children and a 2-year-old granddaughter she was going to spend Thanksgiving with and really was looking forward to that, and had just gotten engaged again with her high school sweetheart. Just story after story of these victims, real people who had plans, in their life that are cut short now.
Yeah, that's just awful. What have you learned from the people who were inside the store when the shooting happened?
Yeah, I talked to a few of these workers who were just really shaken up. I talked to Donia Priolo. She is on that overnight stocking crew that works at Walmart. The shooting happened around 10 at night. And so this is the crew that, refills the shelves every night at the store. What they described is the shooter, he is a supervisor at that Walmart, and a team lead is what they call it. And so they describe him just walking into that break room where they are all kind of gathered making plans for the weekend, and just started shooting. They describe it going, hearing this pop, 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 and the weird vision that seems surreal to a lot of them of just coworker after coworker falling on the ground. We know a few things, like it was a handgun. He shot many people. It seemed to begin from outside the store and culminated in that break room.
One more thing really quick, William. I mean, 3rd mass shooting in Virginia in about 2 weeks. I mean, how are people there handling things?
It's just, it's difficult. Just, 10 days ago, I was covering the University of Virginia shooting. There's a lot of people shaken up. There's talk of policy change, but there's always talk of that as well. It's hard right now, I think, especially with holidays.
That's Washington Post reporter William Wan. Thanks a lot, William.
Thank you.